As we've said, the tendency to acquire and hoard possessions for ourselves, as well as the willingness to steal to accomplish this in subtle or gross ways, is part of our instinctive nature. We want to gather up everything we can, keep it for ourselves, to feel secure. Then we have enough to eat and so forth. It's just part of the instinctive nature we see in animals. Animals don't go around sharing the food with one another. You know, put out the food and watch the animals fight over it, right? So, just part of the instinctive nature. So, harnessing it, of course, is the challenge. And as we talked about, harnessing desire, or the tendency to covet, is a good step toward restraining this tendency. If we don't want things so much in the first place, we won't abuse credit, we won't get into envy and jealousy regarding them. But that isn't enough. We can go even further and fully conquer this instinctive aspect of our nature through practicing charity, giving, dana. And why is that? Because it's the opposite. If we're giving things away, that's the opposite tendency of hoarding everything for ourselves. So obviously, we can't be in both states of mind at the same time. If we're generous and giving and thoughtful of others, that's taking this tendency to be selfish, hoard things, and even steal them, and really minimizing it in a very nice way. So the Koral has a whole chapter on charity as well, one verse. Is it because they are unaware of the joys of giving that hard-hearted men waste their wealth by hoarding it? So that hits the point quite accurately. The one extreme is, there we are, we're gathering all this in, and what are we doing with it? We're hoarding it. Does it make us feel happy, joyful? Not really. So we can go the other direction and also be generous toward others, give, think about others, be unselfish. It brings a lot more happiness than just keeping it all for ourselves. What they call, Tirukkural calls that the joys of giving versus the emptiness of hoarding. Gurudeva has a nice commentary on this principle. To restrain one's instinctive tendencies successfully, each must be replaced by a positive observance. For each of the yamas, there is a positive replacement for doing something else. So in this case, the tendency is to hoard everything for ourselves, be selfish, steal, want what other people have, take it. And the opposite quality is to be generous. Give away part of what we have. Keep enough for our family, but be generous. Give. Think about the needs of others. The first yama, of course, was non-injury, hurting others, and simple replacement for that one, of course, is helping others and being helpful toward other people, trying to help them do well and succeed and help meet their needs. So we can find an opposite one, opposite quality for each of these tendencies we're talking about. So we could even take the principle of charity one step further. Charity is excellent, but we can take it further by following certain practices to spiritualize our household finances, to bring religion into the financial world. In other words, it's one of the important qualities of Hinduism. We don't separate the religious from the secular. There's not one part of our life called secular life and another part of our life called religious life. This part happens during this part of the day and that part happens during the other part of the day. No, it doesn't work like that. The religion permeates life 24 hours a day, even in our dreams. We're practicing our religion by what we do and what we don't do. So we can bring in spiritual influences into our finances, household finances, and move us even further away from the tendency to covet. So how can we do that? Well, this is the description we sometimes send out on email when devotees write in asking for advice in this area. So I'll just read what the email says. Starts out in a very general way. Many Hindus go to the temple the first day of the year, attend puja or archana, and write the first check of the year to the temple as a donation. Sometimes we have Hindus coming here. We have two New Years, so sometimes it happens January 1 and other times it happens April 14th. But usually each year we have a few devotees coming here and writing their first check on one of those 2 days. The idea behind this custom is that one's financial life for the coming year is receiving the God's blessings of Siddhi and Buddhi, meaning success and wisdom. When applied to our livelihood, the blessing of Siddhi can increase prosperity, ensuring that our income will be more abundant. And Buddhi can give us the knowledge and discrimination to prudently handle all the income received. We can apply this same principle effectively to spiritualize our family's monthly income by ceremoniously setting aside the first portion for God. Each time you receive a paycheck, take it into your shrine room, perform a Ganesha Arati, invoking his blessings of Siddhi and Buddhi, and write a check for a religious donation, a tithe or lesser amount. Then thank Lord Ganesha for his blessings of abundance. Tell him that you will spend the income according to your monthly household budget. So that's a way of getting into a habit, shall we say. A simple way of forming a habit so that we don't get our paycheck and run out and spend it wildly on our wish list without thought. But we first dedicate it to God, make a religious contribution, and then take a look at our budget. Say, okay, how does this fit into my budget? How can I wisely spend this money, not covetously spend it? One last thought. Gurudeva brings up one last area in Asteya. Interesting area. It's applying it in a broader sense. So we can apply the concept of stealing to community, national, and global issues. So the example that Gurudeva chose was major pollution of the environment is also a form of stealing. So why is that? Who is stealing from whom here? Well, the current generation is stealing from future generations. We're taking away something and giving a big problem. We're taking away a clean earth. And we're passing on the obligation to fix this to a future generation. We're not giving them any money to fix it, any solutions. We're just doing it, polluting the environment and passing on this problem to the future. So it's like we're stealing from the children and the children's children in a serious way, giving them a big problem. So that same concept applies to community as well as national issues. In a community, the current generation can be causing problems for future generations and not properly thinking about it, not taking on the obligation to not cause these kinds of problems and pass them on with no solutions and no funds to solve them. So again, don't have any shoplifters or bank robbers here this morning, but we can see that there's a lot of subtlety in this concept of non-stealing that we might not have thought about without Gurudeva's wonderful insights into it. And certainly, it's worth reflecting upon to see if we can harness even further this instinctive tendency to acquire hoard, stow away just for ourselves, even if it requires stealing, and replace it with generosity and a religious sense of giving.